speaking with mayoral candidate Ed Russell. How are you doing today?
Good, Rob. Thank you.
Give us an introduction to yourself. Who are you? Why are you running for mayor?
I'm a Canmore resident dating back to the 60s. Grew up in Canmore, graduated from Canmore High School before it became collegiate. Lived most of my life here and chose to come back to Canmore, live with my family and to spend my time. Opened up a small business, got working on that and discovered that I had a very passionate interest in civic government and decided I want to get involved. I took my first run at council in 2001. After getting a profound beating in the election results, decided I had some work to do and started to learn the system. And in 2007, I was elected. Part of the research is training, is getting out and talking to people, talking to everyone, the special interest groups, the non-interest groups, the whole works. And what I discovered was this helped me to do the job a little better. And in 2010, my wife and I, and my daughter being involved in it, set a goal that if we could increase the vote tally from the 600 that I got in 2007 up to 800 in 2010, I would feel really successful that I've made a few points. At the end of the election tally, I was over 1,800, 1,862 to be precise, and I was flabbergasted. What an honor. I was so pleased that people felt that I had made some good achievements. Going back to office on that kind of a mandate, took on more responsibilities. I wound up sitting as chairman of the Subdivision Development Appeal Board, and also found myself in the role of chairman at the Bow Valley Region Housing Authority, and the experience just keeps coming in and the work just keeps getting better and better.
In your opinion, what is the role of our town's mayor?
The role of our town's mayor is to chair the council meetings, to be a member of a team, to be the front face of that team, and to help make decisions that are for the betterment of the entire community. The mayor is here to represent Canmore. He or she is the face of Canmore locally, nationally, and frankly, in some cases, internationally.
Name one initiative you champion as a past member of council that you're particularly proud of.
There have been a few, but I got to tell you, seniors housing is my favorite. In 2007, I was appointed to the board of the Bow Valley Housing Authority. You're responsible for people's betterment, for seniors, for people in social. So I just found this an amazing challenge. First off, the board recognized that things were changing around them. So I got to be a part of a full-scale management restructure at the Bow River Lodge. And also during that time, we purchased a facility in Banff, now called Cascade House, which has been renovated. It's opening to house a whole bunch of people in Banff. We got involved in a needs assessment, which was disturbing in that we have one awful shortage of seniors accommodation in this valley. And there's a crisis looming for it. So we ran with that and prepared a grant application under the ASLI program, which is Affordable Supportive Living Initiative. Got a bit of a warning that the ASLI grant may have been oversubscribed, but we're asked and agreed to have our grant forwarded for consideration under what's called a Lodge Rehabilitation Grant, which I'm pleased to say now it has been accepted and we're going to have an extension at the lodge going into the ground fairly quickly. Also, while we were there, just as a sideline, we managed to purchase a handy van for the lodge facility. The handy van will be up and servicing the residents of the lodge. So I'm very, very proud of that. And I'm glad that, you know, the work's going on in competent hands.
The next question is very similar to what you just answered, talking about housing, both for affordable housing for families and residents for seniors, always a perpetual issue in town. Do you want to speak any further on your plans to address those issues?
Seniors is real simple. We need more. We're working on it. For the general population, our PAH program is up and running. It's doing all right. It's not bad, but there's a project called CHAP, Community Housing Action Plan. It laid out a whole bunch of different levels, and we really haven't gotten much past the first level of the CHAP program, so we got to get more options. People just can't all live in apartments, and frankly, the qualifying system to get into the PAH housing and the PAH rental programs is difficult. We have to comply with government regulations. It's not easy. At the end of the day, we need to house families because, as you know, and my daughter's a little older than your son, but it's a challenge here. And it's just costly. We're going to have to get outside help. We can't fund it on our own, and we don't necessarily want to keep going back to the taxpayer because there's just not much more tax money left.
All the mayoral candidates' websites discuss fiscal responsibility in some capacity. What makes you a good steward for our tax dollars?
I work hard for every dollar I personally get. I've had to learn and really appreciate how skillful I've become in maxing out the value of every dollar during the process of raising a child and just trying to exist in the town of Canmore. We collectively have to balance our wants and our needs in municipal services and in our budgets. We'd love it all, but what can we afford and what do we need? That doesn't mean shut off everything. It doesn't mean, oh, we should never have built the multiplex. We need balance in our funding, and we need to know the real costs, what things cost, and who's paying what share of that. We really need to work on our taxation. Everyone wants to throw out, it should be this percentage split, that, you know, the residential commercial should be a 70-30, or taxes need to become affordable. However we do it, we need to have it at a level where the business owner doesn't say, you're killing me, and the resident doesn't say we're killing us. And it's a bit of a juggling act. I'm not afraid to make hard decisions and unpopular decisions in the interest of our value. Two that come to mind in my council service, Bylaw Services was having problems with the animal shelter. I was the lone objector to the original program, which was going to cost us $495,000. We've now, a couple of years later, engaged a contract service, which is doing a really good job. And we didn't go with the original $495,000 that was tossed around. I took a lot of heat, but at the same time, I'm pleased. And similarly, the Canmore Opera House that was built, replica that was built as Spring Creek Mountain Village's community hall, we, against a lot of pressure, it's a 60-foot setback. We approved an 18-foot relaxation of that to place that building 42 feet from the edge of the creek. Our return on this was a saving of approximately $500,000. We haven't compromised the creek. The recent floods did not impact the building. And, you know, I had the courage to stand up against a bunch of pressure and make that decision, and I'm sure pleased that I did.
You also list the economy as a key plank of your platform. What would you say are our biggest challenges going forward, and what are your ideas around keeping our economy healthy?
Right now, our tourism industry is alive and well and improving. There's been a restructure. There was a whole bunch of duplications and crossovers of service between our economic development people and the Tourism Bureau of the day. This has reinvented itself into what's currently called Canmore Business and Tourism. They're doing a good job. We still need something to supplement that industry because tourism will not generate living wage jobs, and we have to have that. So while we protect the tourism industry, like it or not, is where we're going, but we don't have to get crazy. We don't have to go out and allow someone to dig open pit mines in the middle of town. There are eco-friendly industries that can come here that meet with our values, and they will generate living wage jobs. There's a negotiation currently on, and it's part of, there's been some approvals already that will see one of our local businesses expand substantially, increase their payroll, and they are generating living wage jobs. We got to get the message out to the province, to the country, that we're here to do business, and if you want to come and work with us, we want you here.
After many years of planning, the towns of Canmore and Banff will finally be connected by a regional bus line. What do you see as the future of public transit in Canmore?
The community transit is a good thing. The transit industry measures success at 50% return on investment. Transit systems require subsidy. It's another hit on the tax dollars, going back to the earlier topic about the fact that taxes have to stay down. We can have transit. We'll have to offset it at some point in our cost expenses to make it all fit the program. As far as a local transit, like, you know, Cougar Creek to downtown, I think that's a long way off. I don't see it, and I've seen no research to indicate that it's financially viable at this time and potentially viable at all in the next few years.
The bunny issue has been one of the more I knew that would get a rise out of you. The bunny issue has been one of the more contentious topics dealt with by the most recent town council. Now that the first season of trapping is complete, are you happy with the way it was handled?
No. We went in with our eyes open. We learned a lot. You know, there's not a lot of experience with bunny calls in the world. It's not a tasteful matter, but we went into this with a goal to achieve, and we achieved it. We received a lot of outside pressure, and we tried to handle it gently but firmly, and it caused a lot of delays and a lot of problems into the program. No one wants to be killers. No one wants to eradicate poor things, but the flip side of that is we do not want our children. In fact, the big adults, I don't want to walk through bunny crap every day on my lawn. We didn't make it work. We upset people. We caused some very acrimonious conflict. But at the end of the day, we're accountable to the citizens of Canmore, and it's our problem. If the world chooses to judge us for protecting our own population from this, then I guess it's their right to judge us, and it's their right to be unfair and incorrect. I see this program going forward. We need to be firm. We need to work with the people. The relationship with the shelter group, the EARS people, worked well enough. But for whatever resistance reasons, we started late. There was resistance from some of the population, a very limited few who were quite aggressive and unpleasant towards the trapping company's employees. We know that's coming. We know how to counter that. With the legislative steps that have already been planned, which is more enforcement on those feeding the bunnies, we can advance this initiative and we can get this done. And we'll have to, in my mind, we have to let the world judge us. We owe it to our citizens. We as a council, I'm assuming that I'm back there, but as a part of that council, I'm employed by the citizens, not by the world at large.
What's one issue facing the town you'd like to advocate at the provincial or federal level?
During my time on council, I had the good fortune to meet with federal and provincial ministers, even as far as the leader of the Federal Liberal Party was here, and we had a great discussion, and we didn't maybe part on the best of terms. The two that jump out to mind is, we still have infrastructure deficiencies, we still have housing deficiencies. I received some phenomenal feedback from our local MP, Blake Richards, who commented that there's always grant programs, and I admire his office's commitment that they would keep pushing our name forward. Mayor Casey was good at staying in the loop with them. I like to think I'd be equally as good, if not even better. Similar at the provincial level, there was a seniors housing meeting in Cochrane, and I had Mrs. Oblonsky. She was quite unaware. She was trying to roll seniors housing into the same issue as homelessness, and they're too far diverse, and I felt that in conversation with her, it made some headway. So those would be my two front issues, but I think the whole thing is we need the dialogue with those guys. We need to let them know, hello, this is Canmore. As much as we know how wonderful we are and how special we are, we need assistance, and you guys have to recognize that you got to give us a little extra help.
Name one other issue we haven't discussed you'd like to talk about today.
This one's a little tender. I want to be perfectly clear. If elected as mayor, I'm accountable to the taxpayers of Canmore, this town. I'm personally not accountable to any lobby groups or special interest groups in Canmore. If elected, I'll be working for the citizens of Canmore to make the best decisions possible. This is something that the last couple of elections, the slate was the last one, and various other groups who've tried to hijack things. And I want to be perfectly upfront. I'm my own guy, representing a whole lot of people in Canmore who think I'm able to do the job for them.
Time for your final pitch. Quite simply, why should he be Canmore's next mayor?
I worked hard to get to council. I worked hard on council. I've studied, I've learned, I've read, I've debated, all in the name of Canmore's mandate, which is serving the community to enhance our quality of life. I'm not reinventing myself for this job. It's me. You got the guy from Canmore who works real hard, works real diligent, is available to everybody who wants to stop and talk, and who listens to everybody who wants to stop and talk, and in the intent of making the best well-informed decisions that I can. If that means something to the voters, then they will vote for Ed Russell on June 19th.
Ed Russell running for mayor by election June 19th, and thanks for joining me on the show today, Ed.
Thanks, Rob.